You're listening to Lost in the Sauce, a celebration of hot sauce makers and lovers from around the world. From big brands to local entrepreneurs, we review hot sauces based on aroma, texture, and taste before giving it an official flame rating. We'll also learn about each brand as well as share suggestions on what meals would pair well with the sauce. And we're going to do it all under 10 minutes. So let's do what we do and get lost in the sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Welcome to episode 10 of Lost in the Sauce. Let me be the first to thank you for joining me in getting lost. And you're in good company because we are surrounded by digital culinarians, the chefs, the foodies, the influencers, hell, the people that just like to get in the kitchen and throw down. We're all here. And it's my duty to take you on a mystical, magical, majestical journey through hot sauce land. And in doing so, I'm going to be respectful of your time and keep this ride under 10 minutes. We're at a crossroads right now. We've been checking out the big bottle brands, and we've checked out a few small batch artisans as well. But in addition to the hot sauce brands and the videos and the social media, we are here to build a community of hot sauce makers and lovers from around the world. So if you have a hot sauce or know of someone with a hot sauce brand and you're like, Fave, you need this hot sauce in your life, please go to getlostinthesauce.net/referral, and I will get that sauce, review that sauce, celebrate that sauce, and share my thoughts on that sauce. Maybe we should call the show Thoughts on the Sauce. Anyway, speaking of referrals, this week we have the first sauce to ever be in our referral program. And I'm here to tell you, this sauce is major, rude boy. You're not ready for it. The sauce is 1, 2, 3 times a lady, and we have it in the building. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, party people in the house, I present to you Trini Hot Pepper Sauce. Brought to you by Camilla's Kitchen out of D.C., they are committed to bringing the bold flavors of the Caribbean to the DMV and beyond. This mother-daughter duo has a variety of all-natural sauces, marinades, and cakes made in small batches to ensure quality, and you can find them at camillaskitchen.com. Now, the Trini Hot Pepper Sauce is one of many heat-inspired offerings, but it's the ingredients in the Trini Hot Pepper Sauce that truly caught my eye. We're talking peppers, carrots, vinegar, lime, mustard, but no artificial junk, no preservatives, all natural. And let me just keep it super funky. I ordered this sauce from Camilla's Kitchen, and they were kind enough to give me another bottle of a special herb blend. Very, very sweet mother-daughter team that was very gracious in blessing me with the sauce. And I'll be the first to say, I was a little intimidated. I wanted to make sure that the meal that I picked for this sauce was going to be... So without further ado, let's not play with it. Let's go and stay with it and get lost. The burning question is, how did we experience Trini Hot Pepper Sauce? There's only one way that you can truly experience this sauce, and I did not want to do something simple. I wanted this to be a special experience. So I decided to make, wait for it, fish and bake. A classic Trinidadian recipe of salt fish and fresh bake. It's an explosion of flavor that you have to try. So Google fish and bake, and right now we're gonna get into this sauce. We open up the jar, and first up is the aroma.
Oh Lord Jesus.
This thing has all the scotch bonnets, all the habaneros. It is, okay, the bottle is a lot bigger than your normal 5-ounce woozy bottle, but that doesn't negate the fact that you can smell the ocean. In a good way, when you smell Trini Hot Pepper Sauce. And we all know that the aroma is a great indicator of how the sauce is going to taste, but we'll get into that in just a little bit. Next is the texture. As we pour the Trini Hot Pepper Sauce against the fish and the bake, there's only one thing that pops in my mind. This sauce is an ushi. I mean ushi thick. Smooth, well blended. You can't tell where the heat ends and the flavor begins. It is as thick can be if you can be that thick about being thick, Jesus. I'm sorry, sometimes you got to talk to the Lord about what's going on in your life. And I had to talk to him about the awesomeness of this sauce, from the way it smelled to the way it poured on my food. And now the moment of truth, the taste. So I get a fork full of fish and bake with Trini Hot Pepper Sauce. Bold flavor, smoldering heat, serious kick, And I don't care if you're in the DMV where Camilla's Kitchen is located, or you're here in Alabama where I am, or you're in Charlotte, Carolina where Will Dawson, a.k.a. Dawson Inc., a.k.a. Dawson East America, is located. Wherever you are, you can get a dose of Caribbean heat no matter where you're located through Trini Hot Pepper Sauce. Oh my goodness, it's just Caribbean flavor exponentially leveled up in order to never let you down. So Trini Hot Pepper Sauce gives it to you. From the time you open up the jar to the time you take that last bite, this is true island flavor, Roo Boy. So we're going to give it nothing less than a 4-flame rating. If I could condense this sauce into one word, it would be solid. Trini Hot Pepper Sauce from Camilla's Kitchen holds its own and challenges you to put on your big boy britches or your big girl britches to let this heat, this flavor, and the spirit of Trinidad cascade across your palate and into your spirit. So come on, y'all, put on your big draws and get this sauce. And while you're at it, let me give you a couple of places we want to put Trini Hot Pepper Sauce on. Trini Hot Pepper Sauce is classic Trini and top shelf saucy goodness that belongs on food that is as expressive as it is simple. Fish and bake is a no-brainer. Curry chicken and roti is a winner. Turn your beef patty into a beef patty deluxe. Oxtails will tell the tale you know so well with this sauce. But don't stop in the islands. Come to America. Let it drip on your cabbage. Let it drip on your greens. Slide it in a little bit of your baked potato. Or take a page from the creators of this great sauce with my top 5 from their top 10. First, vanilla and chocolate ice cream. Yeah, I said what I said. Put this on there. Trini Hot Pepper Sauce will elevate your mac and cheese game to the abyss. Greens, we already said it. Collards, mustards, let you know the turnips is real. Don't forget them eggs. You already know what it is with that fave omelet. And last but not least, the number 1 from my top 5 from their top 10, hummus. Yeah, you didn't see that coming. It's okay. Trini Hot Pepper Sauce from Camilla's Kitchen delivers an intensely bold flavor that justifiably makes its way towards becoming the crown jewel of leveling up your food in any situation, Caribbean or otherwise. So I strongly suggest you go out there and check out this dynamic mother-daughter duo and go get lost in their sauce. Yep. About to get out of here. But before we go, please subscribe to Lost in the Sauce and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Like our Facebook page. Just get involved and submerge your ears, taste buds, and your soul into the flavorful blessings that we drip right here every week. Until next time, remember to always dress for the season and prepare for the weather. The season is consistent and promises to begin and end, while the weather is unpredictable and sometimes violent. You can respect the former and attempt to understand the latter, but the most important thing for you is to remain unbothered in season and out of season. Plus, staying nimble in the face of chaos. It won't know what to do with you, but you have the power to control the earth, wind, fire, and water that controls the atmosphere and outcomes of your life. Rain shoes and suede shoes don't match like cheap glue and lace fronts. Close your screen door and go pray for a stranger, because a stranger is definitely out there praying for you. Thanks again for listening to Lost in the Sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Thanks again for listening to Lost in the Sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And if you love it, please share it with your friends. All the foodies out there, the one who keeps the hot sauce in her purse or in his glove box, all the Instagram and TikTok chefs, anyone who is about that hot sauce life, or just looking for a fun new podcast, tell them to stop looking and get lost in the sauce. I thank you in advance, and I'll check you out next week.